why do we fail in a relationship? Why most of us are failing in a relationship? Just some matter of, you know, thought to be given to this subject. Why this is happening? Because I'm not just celebrating this thing. Like, so many people failing in relationships, their friendships. What's the reason? What's making this happen? This is the main, you know, a concern that people should think about. And I feel there is, you know, something very, like, you know, very silly things that is making this thing happen. Previously, what used to happen, like, as I have gone through main datings and, like, other stuffs, I've understood the relationship, their friendship, their all bondings were unconditional. They did not have any conditions between them. It used to be very, you know, unconditional. If it has condition, that has a minimum level. And they used to, you know, make a stand with each other. Say it in friendship, say it in relationship, like, you know, in marriage, in giving condition, whatever you say. But nowadays, what has happened, you know? There is much of the conditions in relationships and friendships, in, you know, even the bond between the parents and their children. There have some conditions. It is not conditionless. And that is a problem, you know, which is making this whole idea of relationship getting collapsed. It's getting collapsed very badly. It's like, seriously, it's a big deal for all of us, because I've seen, like, even you might have been knowing that the relationship of Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, you know, they parted away, and gave me a literary shock. Like, how could it happen, man? Like, they have been with each other for so many decades, and finally at the age where they need each other, they parted away. So what could be the reason? Yeah, it's not the money matter, because how any, like, you know how much money they have, right? So money is not the reason, but something, like, you know, that made them to think about this land and they got parted away is a huge thing. Thought to be given, most importantly, think.